You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 16, we discover what it takes to have the mindset of financial freedom.
Welcome to our show. We are Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. We are the co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching. We are both certified coaches and speakers. We're writers and we've been BFFs for over 20 years. Big Blue Couch Coaching is a life coaching company, and we really strive to help all people who feel worthless, stressed, and unhappy with their lives. We equip you with skills to conquer obstacles, to discover self-worth, and to live a vibrant life. And today, our focus is on financial coaching, and specifically, the mindset that it takes to become financially free. And we have Mandy, who has an incredible financial freedom story, and she's going to be sharing with you today some of the steps that her and her husband took to get out of debt. So, Mandy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your financial story and what you and Nate have been doing over the last few years.
I would love to. First, though, we do have to tell our people that we're sorry if we sound like men.
Yeah, we sound like our men voices on the are big really blue couch.
Loud. Our voices are really low today because we are both battling the end of a cold.
Yeah, we're sinus the stuff. Yucky. So yeah. We have deep voices.
We do. And because we record many episodes in one day, we're probably going to sound like we're sick for weeks at a time.
Right.
Sorry. So we apologize for that. But okay, so mine and my husband's story, we were those people who were drowning in debt and didn't know it.
I think that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. I remember seeing this commercial several years ago. I don't remember what company it was for, but it was this guy who was like mowing his lawn
and he had this big,
I found it online and we're going to show it.
He's like, I can't afford this house, right?
I'm drowning in debt up to my eyeballs. And he's smiling. And we actually are going to show that at our financial coaching workshop.
Oh,
I
awesome.
Found it. But I remember seeing that and thinking, how stupid can you be if you don't know that you're in debt? And I ate my words because I had no idea how much debt we were in because I never really paid attention to our money. I let that burden fall on Nate's shoulders, which I really don't recommend that couples do that.
No, that should really be a burden you share together.
Right, right. So we were in debt and we got to the point where we were buying groceries on our credit cards.
Yeah, that's
That's a really bad sign. We were in debt because of a shopping addiction that I had where basically when our marriage kind of was going through some communication troubles, I would be angry if he was working more. And so I would go shopping for a new suit for work and I would spend my bonus money before I got it because I was the one who had to turn in like what my bonus thing would be. And then I would go spend it again after I got it because these things
called
credit cards.
That's a really bad sign too, right?
It's a really bad sign.
When you're spending your bonus before your bonus actually gets
there. Yes, and then spending it again.
Right.
Like, I didn't get twice the amount. So we had some habits that were definitely bad. And over the course of about 5 years, we ended up paying off over $160,000 of debt.
That's amazing.
That came from not only our bad spending habits, but also from some business debt and some lessons that we learned the hard way. And we actually paid off all of this debt going through some really tough times. So it's not something that can't be done. Mm-hmm. We lost our home to a fire during that time and we still were working on paying off debt. I had been in the hospital for 22 days.
Right.
I was going to say 22 months. That's not true. 22 days. And so we had health challenges while we were doing this. And we still, step by step, slowly, a little bit here, a little bit there, we got out of debt and we made it. And so that's really our story in a nutshell.
That's awesome. And today we want to share with you some tips to financial freedom because I think we can all put ourselves in Mandy's shoes, whether it's we have a lot of debt that we don't realize that we have or we're just avoiding it because we don't want to know how big the number is. And because sometimes the number itself is scary. $160,000 of debt is a large number. And that
is.
And I remember when you guys were starting, you did a lot of things to start this process. And so we want to share some of those tips today. And the first tip is actually more about your mental state of mind right. about money. And
yep. and most of the tips today are really more about the mindset.
Right, right. Which is really what you need to change first. Yep. Because when it comes to money is just a tool. Mm-hmm. So to change your habits, you have to change what you believe about your money. And so these tips are really how to change your mindset about your finances so you can start whatever financial goal you have, whether it's getting out of debt or saving for a new home or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So the first one is start paying attention to how your current situation makes you feel. What do you mean by that?
Well, when I work one-on-one now with clients, because our experience made me want to be a certified financial coach. Mm-hmm. And so as I work with people, the biggest thing is we kind of ignore the whole situation, including how it makes us feel, because right. we don't want to face that. You know, we get a call from a bill collector and we're like, we're scared mm-hmm. and we just want to ignore it. And so the first thing we have to do when it comes to really changing our mindset about our finances is to become aware, how does this make us feel? Mm-hmm. Because right. then we know when it's coming, okay, this is what it's attached to. Mm-hmm. And we need to think, you know, does it make us anxious? Does it make us frustrated mm-hmm. or afraid? And one of the things that we really need to get in touch with is how do we feel about fixing our finances?
Right.
Does that scare me? Does that give me hope? Does that seem like it's unattainable? Mm-hmm. We have to know where we're starting from. So asking those questions and even writing down those answers
right.
is a great place to start, because it gets us thinking about, hey, I don't like that I feel this way. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know I did. You know?
Very
because
true.
I've been running from it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's so true. Because my husband and I have not paid off all of our debt yet. We're still working towards that goal. But I remember when we first started facing it, how I was a big avoider too. I didn't have a spending problem so much, but I did have an avoiding mm-hmm. problem. So I had a lot of feelings, and we were very newly married. We didn't have kids yet, but I remember one of the big things that I had a hard time really understanding what that was is I had a hard time because we were in so much debt and we were spending so much. I didn't feel like I was being protected. Mm-hmm. Like women have this thing about needing to be protected in their marriage.
Yes.
And when the money is going out the window as fast as it's coming in, and sometimes even faster uh-huh. out, it's hard to have a good marriage when there's so much debt going on. And I think getting in touch with how you feel about that, how your family mm-hmm. feels about that as the spouse, how you feel about that, I think that's huge and pivotal. I don't think people can even start that journey without getting in touch with how they feel about it.
Right. And that really brings us into step number two, because once mm-hmm. we know how we feel about it, that's when we can go to tip number two, which is recognize the truth that you are not helpless. And this is where, you know, so many people have that fear of, like I mentioned before, when the bill collectors call. Mm-hmm. I know what that's like.
Me too. I remember I used to have a number saved on my phone not to answer, just because we knew mm-hmm. which company it was, because we didn't want to have to deal with them. That's such a bad thing to do.
It is.
A bad thing to do. You should just deal with it right away. But like you're saying, recognize the truth that you are not helpless, and you really combat fear by taking action. We talk about that all the time.
You do.
On this show. And it's the same with your financial.
It is. And it's kind of like that movie. What was it? Confessions of a Shopaholic?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen all of it.
It's
I've
adorable.
Seen bits and pieces of it.
That's adorable.
A Disney movie?
Okay. No, it's not a Disney movie, but it is one of those movies where it's like you can totally relate to it, because she does that. She has this phone number in her thing that actually says, okay. Don't answer this. It's the bill collector.
Right. Exactly. I had that. My husband had one on his phone too at the same time.
Yes.
But, you know, when it comes to your finances, having truth and mm-hmm. having a place to start gives you a lot of confidence to go forward.
It does.
Because it takes baby steps. And like you said, 5 years, that's a long time to be going towards one goal. Mm-hmm. But just taking that first step almost always needs to start with truth and knowing where you're at.
Right.
And sometimes that means putting all the numbers down.
And there's a total ebb and flow mm-hmm. that happens when you're paying off debt, where some days, some months, you'll be totally ahead of the game.
Right.
And then something happens and you'll take several steps back.
Right.
And that's when people get discouraged. So remember during that time that you're not helpless. Mm-hmm. So answer those phone calls. Talk to those bill collectors. Let them know
right.
what's happening.
Right.
A lot of times if you have been let go from a job, or you have a medical problem that comes up, mm-hmm. if you call your credit card company
right.
or any other bill and let them know what's happening,
mm-hmm.
they are more likely to work with you because you were proactive.
Right, absolutely. And usually doing that within, you know, don't wait 6 months of your credit card being late to finally call, because by that time, then they're mad and all of that. So being proactive about it. And I know for one thing, most mortgage companies, like when you're looking at dire financial things that you might be going through, those first calls you should be making are to your mortgage company
yes.
and to the things that you need to live and to survive. And they all have programs for when you're going mm-hmm. through hardship, but you have to reach out and do yep. it.
Absolutely. Because ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It makes
it
worse.
No, it makes it worse.
And it makes it grow. And so you really want to design a spending plan.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to call it a budget because a lot of people feel constrained by that.
Right.
So a spending plan that can help begin paying off the debt, but also is flexible enough to change and kind mm-hmm. of move around as your life happens.
Right, because life does happen.
It does.
Like, you know, when you're paying off that much debt, this is not like a one-year
right.
thing for most people unless you have that kind of income coming in. But this usually takes 3 to 5 years. If you think about how long it took you to get into debt, that's usually mm-hmm. about how long it takes you to get back out of it. And so when you have a spending plan, when life happens, like you were saying, whether there's a medical emergency or a job loss or another child being born, that was
right.
some things that we dealt with too, that your whole plan doesn't go out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can keep moving forward even on the months when it doesn't feel like you're accomplishing anything.
Yep.
But when you have the plan, you know that even baby steps are steps forward.
Exactly. So step number one is to start paying attention to how your current situation makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Step number two is to recognize the truth that you are not helpless.
Right.
And step number three is to be brave enough to dream again and write those goals down.
This is such a big one because I think we can mm-hmm. get so stuck. I think you felt like that too.
Yes,
you can
absolutely.
Get so stuck in those 5 years thinking you're never going to get to the end, and dreaming mm-hmm. and new goals is kind of how you could push through some of that.
It is. And when you think about it, in the grand scheme of things, being able to sacrifice for 5 to 7 years, which is about the time that it
right.
takes most people.
Right.
Doing that for 5 to 7 years, but then having decades upon decades of financial freedom.
Yeah.
Isn't it worth it?
It is totally worth it. And what you're teaching your children
yep.
is totally worth it as well. If you have children in your family and watching mom and dad go through this, then hopefully your child won't have to repeat those mm-hmm. same mistakes when they get, you know, 18, 19, 20
right.
years old and they're making all kinds of stupid financial decisions. You know, you can change generations just because you're mm-hmm. willing to make the choices to have a few years where it might be a little bit harder to do.
Right. And so answer this question. I wish my finances were, and write down whatever that answer is, because that'll help you start dreaming again. And another thing I like to ask people is, if you could do anything you wanted without financial worries, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Because
Great
that really
question.
Helps people begin to problem solve.
Mm-hmm.
But also along with that, have conversations about your dreams and where you are currently.
Mm-hmm.
So many people get deeper and deeper into debt because they aren't willing to talk about it.
Right.
I've had some people get mad at me because I encourage them with their finances, or I encourage them with something, or I don't have a problem telling people my story.
Right.
And not everybody's okay with that. But
mm-hmm.
if we are going to change things family by family and as a country,
mm-hmm.
when it really comes down to it,
right.
we can't ignore it anymore.
Right. Absolutely.
We can't be embarrassed by it.
Absolutely. So one of the things you have down here is that financially free people are not afraid to dream. I love that, because I think the thing that really has resonated with me watching you and Nate go through this process is when the bills were all paid and how you guys kind of reacted to that. And I think I noticed it the most with Nate, how his
mm-hmm.
brain shifted to being able to dream again and
mm-hmm.
having these goals again and doing all that. And that was really just neat to watch, because so many people start this journey and never finish it.
Right. Because they get bogged down.
Right. Right. So it was neat to watch you guys finish it, because, you know, my husband and I are still going through the process
mm-hmm.
and we're not quite at the end either. And I think just watching you guys go through it and sharing your story and being willing to be like, hey, let's talk about this, gives hope mm-hmm. for other people.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's one of those things where we're in this weird spot now where because we're debt free, we have all these options.
Right.
And one of those options is we could go back to our old habits
mm-hmm.
and we could get things a lot faster.
Right.
But we know that that's not going to help us in the future. Mm-hmm. And so just because you reach the goal of being debt free, you still have to practice these mindset tips, because otherwise you'll fall into old habits again.
Right. Absolutely.
So another thing I wrote down is that financially free people don't limit themselves to what they can do based on their resources. Instead, they figure out what it takes to accomplish it and find a way to make it happen.
That's awesome.
And I think that's really what it comes down to, is don't feed the fear, mm-hmm. take action, find a way to make it happen, and that will feed your faith.
Right, absolutely. And we always encourage you to take action. And from something, take action today from something that you learned from Mandy's story and from today's show on financial mindset. And to help you take action towards your financial freedom, whatever that's going to be, we want you to answer the following question on our website. And the question is, how does being in debt make you feel? Goes right back into tip number one. How does being in debt make you feel? And please share your answer in the comment section below, and let's chat about this financial mindset topic. And we want to thank you so much for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. And we look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.